Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Misguided Shenanigans. My name is Nick, and with me, my brother from another fucking mother, Vinny.
What's up?
Welcome. That was crazy, dude. I felt like that was probably the oddest open intro I've ever done.
I like it, though. I like it.
It was very Jim Carrey-esque. Yeah. It's kind of Jim Carrey-esque. You guys can let me know how you feel about that. If you don't like it, that's okay. Just let me know. I mean, I felt good. I felt good about it. So what's crappening, bro? It's been awesome. Got through the 4th of July. Everybody has all their fingers intact. And, you know, nobody. Well, I got wasted, dude.
Mine was more low-key. I mean, had a few drinks, but mine was more low-key, relaxing, hit the pool. Hit the water park, hit the pool again.
Yep, we had a block party. So it was pretty crazy. And by block party, I mean there was like my family and my other neighbors right here on the little strip. But it still ended up being like 15 people. So it was pretty awesome. It was cool, man. It was good. I missed it. I think I'm going to quit drinking for a little bit, though. I might give it like a month or so because...
Give your liver a chance to breathe.
Dude, I haven't hit my vape in 2 days, 3 days now. Like, just, you want to talk about getting old, man. My body cannot handle. Although, I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'd put down a case of PBR and 16 Michelob Ultras.
That's a lot for your age.
three shots of Jameson, too. So. Oh. Dude, I'm telling you, and I didn't throw up. Like, I didn't get sick. I didn't have a hangover and nothing. Like, it was cool. But, like, I just, well, actually.
Tired that, afterwards.
Yeah, I did have a hangover. That was false. I lied. I did have a hangover. But, yeah, man, it's just amazing how, you know, different we're back in our, you know, back in our teens, early 20s, man. We could go all night long and then, you know, take a rock star shower in the bathroom and, you know. Keep it going, but not anymore, bro. It is insane how tired I am.
So let's talk about you know, the differences between parties in our maybe, you know, kid years, and then they kind of change in our teens and our 20s, right? And then I feel like they change again when you start hitting like your mid 30s to early 40s.
Yeah, I mean, because mine now is pulling out the camp chairs in the driveway around the fire pit with my family and my neighbors, you know, just pounding beers that way. Whereas back in the day, man, I mean, in our early 20s, we were, whoever was having the party that weekend, we were there. And it may have been back to back. It may have been a Friday night, a Saturday night, and a Sunday night party.
It doesn't, especially during the holidays, it was like started on Friday.
Yep.
And then from Friday went into Saturday, went into Sunday, and then like Monday afternoon, you're recovering.
Right. And you're fine after like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's it's three fucking days now for me to get over hangover at 43 years old. It's friggin' sad. But you're right. Like, my body's just not. I mean, I'm in the gym Monday through Friday, but my body is just not used to, it does not like those poisons anymore, I guess, or at least in mass quantities.
So, you know, when you're a kid, you always want that birthday party, right? You want to invite a bunch of friends over or like just different things, right? And it's all about presents and friends coming over.
Yep.
You know, when I got into my teenage years, the parties became less about what people are giving me. And I just wanted people to show up, but I wanted them to have an experience, right? So
right.
I remember, like, and you remember this, like, my birthday parties used to be like volleyball, set up a volleyball net.
Yeah.
Playing volleyball. The cake would wind up turning into a cake fight where everybody's smearing cake all over each other.
Yep.
Like, almost like a food fight, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I stopped doing cakes and we started doing cupcakes. Because it made it easier to like throw cupcakes at each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, which I always thought was like a lot of fun in the 20s. And, you know, from those teen years, you know, all right, let's keep that experience going. So I remember like 1 year for your birthday, it was volleyball, it was grilling out, it was drinking all day. Like
that was,
but it became more of an experience and more of like a gathering, you know?
That was the infamous 30, which we've already talked about. We won't go into.
And all its pyrotechnic glory.
Oh yes, it was. Burn, baby, burn.
But yeah, so it's like, you know, when you get in your 20s, it's like, all right, now we can drink while we party. So you add that in, and those parties went from a few hours and to where it became like a weekend event.
Oh yeah. Yep. And that's exactly what it was in my 20s. Like, I don't even give a shit about talking about like my birthday parties as a kid. You know what I mean? Like we all did the same basic shit back then.
Yeah.
Rode our bikes, ate cake, played football, whatever it was. G.I. Joe, Batman in the backyard, whatever. Yeah, for me, when it changed, it was definitely around 18. I feel like 18 or 19.
Well, that's when, so I'm a year younger than you.
Yeah.
But that's when you, if I remember correctly, didn't you do like a strip club for your 18th birthday party?
That was Babo.
Babo, that's right. Babo did a strip club for his 18th birthday party. That's right. And so it was one of those things where, you know, it's like, okay, I'm 18 now. What can I do that I couldn't normally do before?
Yeah. Well, that was it at 18, because you couldn't drink. In Toppers in Athens was the only full nudity strip club you could get into at 18 years old. Yep. I remember that. I remember that. To this day, I remember that.
We and then I bought cigars too.
Yep. Yep. That's true. That's true. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. That was Bobby's. No, I don't. I think, no, my 21st birthday, we ended up at, shit, man. Where did we end up? It was like O'Charlie's or something, or Applebee's in Snellville, Georgia, I think is where we ended up for my 21st, and just got ripped at the bar for my 21st birthday. Everybody's buying me shots, and then the people at the bar were buying me shots. And I was fucking wrecked, but fun nonetheless. Fun.
Yeah. So the party's kind of evolved, and but you're right. Now it's like the parties still are like a weekend event. But it's like you have the party on Friday night or Saturday, and then you need Sunday and Monday to recover.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of drinking all weekend, it's like you drink one day and the rest of the weekend is like, I've got to rest and get my body ready so I can get up and go back to work on that Tuesday or wherever.
Yeah. And you might think it's easier working from home, working with a hangover. It is not.
Nope.
It is not. Because it's so tempting to like, it's so tempting to just
have the hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
Back right as rain.
Yep. Or take a nap when you're not technically supposed to take a nap. You know what I mean? I didn't, but it's, you know, it's more tempting now that you're at home. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, I don't know about you, but as I get older, like I can't pound Red Bulls the next day, right? Red Bulls start jacking up my heart rate and all that. So it's like, if you do hair of the dog, it's like, okay, mimosa or like a Bloody Mary, which was never a fan of those things before. But now it's like, you know, it kind of makes me feel right as rain.
Yeah.
And a little bit better. Kind of takes the edge off the hangover a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Never thought I'd like those. I was like, those things are disgusting. Like, who would drink tomato juice and vodka? Like, you know, who wants this crap?
No, again, my old ass, acid reflux, I can't be drinking that shit. So my hair of the dog is a 5-hour energy and a, you know, 6-pack of vitamins. So. Oh, shit. Fucking old man. What are you going to do?
I remember like sitting out and cooking. We'd cook all day, right?
Yeah.
Start off with beer brats in the morning. Like,
yep.
I remember cracking open, start drinking at like 9 o'clock as I'm food prepping, get everything prepped. Then we'd all meet up around 10, 11,
yep.
Fire up the grill, start it going, swimming, eating, and do rounds of food. Like, you know, we grill from like 11 to like 12:30 was the first round. mm-hmm. and start it back up at like 2 and 2 to 4 for the next round and start it back up at like 5. And so you do like breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the grill. And it was all meat too. Very little sides. Like we had a little bit of potato salad, maybe some homemade mac and cheese, maybe some fruit salad, maybe some grilled corn on the cob, but it was all meat. Meats after meats. It was beer, brats, and hot dogs, and then sliders, and then, you know, maybe steaks or stuffed chicken. And it's just all day grilling.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, we try to do that here. You know, like for we did that on the 4th, actually. I fired up my charcoal grill at 10:30, and I got the brats boiling on the grill, you know, at 10:30, but a little slow smoke, you know what I mean? And then John started his up, I think, at 10:30 or 11. And so we had the grills going all day. You know, I only ate once because I didn't want to kill my buzz, but which was a mistake. Hands down, don't do that. Don't do that. Eat food. Especially with that many beers. But yeah, that's my idea of a party now. That's what I want to do now. I want to get out. I want to fire up the grill. I want to sit in a camp chair and I want to drink beers. That's where I'm at now. You know, back then it was, you know, we were at somebody's house destroying shit.
People jumping on trampolines.
Bites. Yep. Oh, jumping on trampolines. Give me
hitting
stuff.
The swimming pool.
Yep.
Throwing kids across the swimming pool.
Yep, there's video of that somewhere.
I remember your son coming up to me and our friend Sam.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, throw me across the pool. And so we start doing the swing where, you know, each of us grabs one of his hands, we swing him back and forth, and then count to 3 and then let him go. And he go flying. And at first, like, it was fun. And then he's like, oh, do me higher, higher. And then the one came. And he flips around and does the belly buster.
Yep.
And he's done. It's like, he's crying. He's upset. It's just like, oh, too far.
Yep. Yep. But you know what? You live and learn. Live and learn, man. You know what I mean? It's all right. He was not hurt. No kids were hurt in the making of that video. So it's all good.
You know, I will say this, though. The one thing we haven't done, which I'm surprised, like this floors me. Now that I go back and I think about all the parties, all the mischief we get into, and all the things that happen, we had some crazy stuff happen at parties.
Yes.
However, when we were dealing with fireworks, we never once had a mishap. There was no blowing up cars. There was no, like, blowing up. We always kept things away from the house. Nothing caught on fire. Nothing, like, and we had an enjoyable time. I look at some of these TikTok videos. And I see people, they got a buttload of fireworks outside of their minivan, sitting to the side. They got kids and stuff all in the front yard, which is like literally maybe 6 feet from where they're launching things.
Yeah.
So way too close.
Yep.
Especially for little toddlers that are barely 1 year old, right? Or not even. And then you see like they set something on fire. They accidentally knocked it over as they were lighting it. It shoots in the grass at the kids and everything. The mothers get mad and take the kids and walk off. And then all of a sudden, apparently one of the sparks shot into the stack of fireworks and that sparker like lets off and like destroys the car. We never had that stuff happen. As bad as things were, as great as those parties were, as inebriated as we were, when it came to fireworks, we were super safe. Which I am surprised, considering some of our stories.
Well, it makes you wonder, you know, we were always okay with fireworks, and then one asshole brings a gas can to a grill party. And then, boom.
Which wasn't us, or our, like, tightest inner circle. That was more of somebody that we hung out with, but he wasn't part of, like, but no, like, our inner circle, like, we never had any of those crazy firework story mishaps or any mishaps with somebody like drowning at a pool or everything. Like, you know, as much partying as we did, we were always super safe.
Yeah. And you're right. It is amazing with how much we used to drink back then. But, you know, I think it just goes to show you, like, I don't post much on social media anymore. But I like, you know, when you see parties now, I mean, that's all people are doing. You know, if you go out to a bar, that's all people are doing. If you go to, you know, Well, I haven't been to a house party in years, but I'm sure if you go to a house party, that's what people are doing, posting on social media. I do not particularly care for that. You know, I mean, I posted a happy hour thing at Sierra Nevada or some shit on my TikTok the other day. But yeah, like there might be some 4th of July stuff on Facebook maybe, but other than that, nah, no interest.
Well, and it's funny, like, so here you could let off fireworks for the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And so you had people taking their fireworks mm-hmm. all the way to the top 4th floor and lighting them from the 4th floor on the railing. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? That's really not safe. Why didn't you go to like the parking lot or
right?
Like there's some grass areas around that they could have set them off at, like, but on top of the 4th floor, that means if one of those landed and didn't go high enough, it would land on the roof, which our roof is those kind of tiles, almost looks like
yeah, like the clay tiles.
Yeah, like the clay tiles. So yeah. I don't think they would catch on fire, but then still, like, would you really want to take the chance?
No, not particularly.
And so 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I hear right outside my window, pow, 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 pow. And like, I'm waking up and I'm like, what the hell is this crap?
Yep.
And I look up and I'm all for people setting off fireworks and everything. But, and waking me up startles me a little bit, but you know, it's like, all right, they're going to do it. It's fine. And, yep. You know, they have the right to the next 3 days. It's fine. But I had an issue with where they were setting them off. It's like on the 4th floor, like really? Like you're going to set the whole building on fire.
Yep. That's stupid. That's not stupid. Down with that. Agreed. Agreed. That's dumb. I don't like it. I don't know. I mean, we just bought, like, we went and got just like little Walmart, the Walmart pack of fireworks or whatever. Cause we got too many trees around here, man. We can't, we can't be lighting off the big shit. Not here.
Now, can y'all get like things like mortars and stuff like that in the NC there?
Mortars. No, we got to go to South Carolina for that.
Gotcha. Yep. I remember in Florida, we could get mortars, you could get repeater boxes, all that stuff.
Yep.
California, nothing that launches in the air. So no Roman candles, no bottle rockets. It's all stuff that is supposed to be on the ground. Now, people go across the state lines, I think to either Arizona or Nevada. I'm not sure which one, but yep. They'll bring back like just a massive amount of these mortars, which is what they were setting off on the 4th floor, by the way. yeah. Well, it was like the California approved fireworks. These were ones that they're not supposed to be setting off, but
Jesus.
And we're in fire season on top of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just dumb. That's just dumb. Cause like you, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for lighting them off up here, but everything we had was on the ground. It was safe where we had water standing by just in case, like, you know, and nothing shot up in the air. So, you know, but hey, whatever floats your boat, not my style these days.
You know, the other thing that I think has changed too, you know, when you're a kid, you want like those theme parties, like, oh, it's Mario Kart or Power Rangers or He-Man or, you know, Transformers, whatever the case may be, right?
Hell yeah.
Then when you get older in your teens, you really don't care. It's like a party to have a party.
Right. That's true.
But then when you get in your 20s, it's like, it's got to be a theme party. And so it's like, let's have a luau party. Let's have an 80s party. Let's have a, you know, a Top Gun party. Let's have a, so there's a throwback and everything's got to be themed.
Right.
And I remember those parties were a lot of fun. And dressing up was a lot of fun.
80s parties to this day are still my favorite of all time.
Yes.
My absolute favorite of all time. We have done luaus. We have done, you name it. 80s parties for me, the dressing up, the rock band. We just hooked up rock band again. It works. It works. And so I'm thinking, like, we're thinking about having an 80s party. It would be small because we don't have any friends up here, but it would be small, but we would still do it. Like, get the big 80s hair wigs and the, you know, fucking top hats and shit. Dude, totally. Yeah. That's by far my all-time favorite party of all time is an 80s party.
But I feel like, though, as we get older, like in our 30s and 40s, it's a little bit harder to have those theme parties and get everybody kind of participate, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah, especially if they've got kids. I mean, it just, you know, it's not necessarily feasible, right? Unless you've got grandparents or something living nearby and you can drop the kids off and have a fun night out, whatever.
But if you do 80s and 90s theme, though, I feel like that's the sweet spot, right?
Yep.
Because everybody has those 80s or 90s clothes that they wore still sitting in their closet that they don't want to get rid of.
I don't, but no? I know people that do.
I've got like a denim jacket that I still wear from time to time.
Yep.
Love the denim jacket. Like, I can't get rid of it. I've got some, I just probably in the past couple of years got rid of my Billy Corgan silver pants from Bullet with a Butterfly Wings video that he wore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I had a dude, they wouldn't fit anymore. Like, and it's not one of those things where I could lose a little bit of weight. Like, no, like, dude, that was like,
that was way too far back.
That was way too far back. Like, you know, size 28 waist, like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Holy Can't shit. Wear that anymore. Can't wear that anymore.
Nope. Nope. No, I have gotten, the only thing I have an abundance of is my radio station t-shirts, my free concert shirts, yeah, all that stuff. I've still got, you know, two big bins full of those. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty much grunt style and Star Wars in my closet now.
So thinking about doing an 80s party, I kind of want to do the same. Like, I'd love to do an 80s or even a 90s theme party.
90s would be awesome, too. Be
dope. Because they had the best music in those two generations, right? And those two decades. Yep. Best music is a lot of fun. Clothing, best clothing. Like, today's trends and stuff, you see they keep going back to 80s and 90s and, like, pulling stuff out. Like, you know.
Because it's fucking trendy now. You know, back then in the 80s, we got made fun of wearing that shit. So fucking enjoy it, kids. Fucking enjoy it. Okay.
Dude, neon's coming back like everywhere. Neon swimming trunks like that look like Saved by the Bell colors, you know?
Neon should never make a return.
Dude, it depends. Never. It depends. Some neon stuff I like. Others, not so much. It depends on how it's done. If it's done with like a Miami Vice style, I'm okay with it.
I could see that. I could see that, I guess. But I guess when I think of Miami Vice, I think of the all white suit.
That's true.
That Don Johnson used to wear.
Yeah, without the socks.
Right. Exactly.
And the crew neck shirt with no tie, no button up, nothing.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Dude, I was watching on Disney. They've got this whole thing. I think about it's like the 80s, and they did like the top 80s. Dress styles, the top 80s, like shoes that were around or that were the hottest shoes from the 80s. That's been pretty interesting. It's kind of brought some throwbacks.
Like the jelly shoes. Was that 80s or 90s? That was 80s, wasn't it?
It was. They didn't hit those. They hit like Vans. They hit Air Jordans becoming a thing. They hit some of those styles.
Huh. That's interesting that they left out jelly shoes. Jelly shoes were like the shit for girls back in the day.
I didn't think about
that.
It was
shit, man. My sister had like millions of pairs of those fucking things. And they leave out jelly shoes. What kind of fucking documentary was this? Disgraceful.
I mean, the Big Lebowski even wore the jelly shoes.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean,
the dude abides.
The dude does abide. The dude has no fear.
That's right.
I have to go watch that movie.
That would be a fun theme. A Big Lebowski theme.
Yes.
Take no effort at all.
I would be Donnie. I'd be Donnie like that in a heartbeat. He was my favorite. Although Walter's really funny too. You know,
I just came out as the dude, man. A robe, shorts, and a t-shirt, man. Glasses.
That's the easiest costume out of all of them for sure.
It'd be so much fun.
It would be. It would be. I might have
to put that. Or the Jesus with the bowling suit.
Yes. You don't fuck with the Jesus. Yes.
The jumper?
Yep.
The onesie jumper?
Yes, dude. Oh my God, that's purple? Awesome.
I think it was purple, too.
It was purple, Yeah. Sure was. Fuck yeah, man.
You like an Afro wig going on with it, man?
Yeah, now you got my creative juices flowing.
I know.
Might have to dress up soon. Maybe I should do that for Halloween. Anyways, I digress.
We're going down a rabbit hole now, which sounds like a time to end these shenanigans. So on that note,
Reed,
you know, all our shenanigan nights. Hey, I said it right this time.
You did perfectly.
Perfect. All our shenanigan nights. Tell us what kind of theme parties you love and you enjoy. Share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok,
YouTube.
Follow us on all the socials. Like, subscribe, follow, share, retweet, whatever you call it.
Whatever it is, re it.
Whatever floateth thy boateth.
Alrighty.
And on that note, y'all have a great and amazing week.
That's right. It's been real. Catch you on the flip.